こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でニュースについてコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。 I actually tried it the other day.
You tried what?
To slow it down.
How'd it go?
It sounds really weird, right? It's like blah 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 blah.
What's that?
It makes us sound like we're both drunk or something.
Hmm.
So I don't know if it helps, guys, but I'll still say it.
Do I talk that fast? I don't think I talk that
no,
fast.
No, you don't.
Yeah. 多分大丈夫じゃない。
結構普通のスピードだね。 Okay, 1個目のニュースいきます。テスコ。あの、イギリスの大手スーパーのテスコが年齢と性別に合わせた広告を提供するためにガソリンスタンドの利用客の顔をスキャンする、サービスというかを始める予定です。アムスクリーンという会社のオプティムアイズというハイテクスクリーンによる広告技術なんだけど、レジに近づくお客さんの顔をスキャンして性別と年齢を識別し、そのターゲット層に合った広告を表示します。テスコはイギリス内の450箇所のガソリンスタンドにこれを設置する予定で、人権団体は激しく批判しています。
UK's big supermarket chain Tesco is about to install high-tech screens in gas stations that scan customers' faces in its petrol stations so that it can better target its products. Later, the screens will be rolled out into supermarkets. This is how it works. The high-tech Optimize screen made by AM Screen is at the cash register, and it scans your face to determine your age and sex.And then it runs 10-second ads in 100-second loops. Tesco plans to put these at 450 gas stations in the UK, and human rights organizations have been opposing this move.
Yeah, アムスクリーンによると、その、まあ、別に年齢と性別が分かるだけで、it's not like they'll, you know, 顔自体を認識するわけじゃないから、プライバシーの侵害ではないっていうふうには言ってるんだけど、まあ、I don't like these customized ads.
Is this any different from the 自販機 in train stations that
コーヒーとか勧めてくるやつ？
おすすめ。
It's probably the same, but 自販機と違うのはやっぱりあの、あれじゃない？ガソリンスタンド。なんかさ、自販機って別にこっちの自販機、あっちの自販機みたいなさ。あ、これ嫌だから、うん、この顔認証嫌だからあっちにしようとかできるじゃん。
まあね。
And they also don't recommend. 自販機。
I'm not gonna わざわざ walk to a different 自販機。
あとなんかさ、
just because it recommended something.
一応買いに行ったものを勧めてるからまだマシじゃない ？Like I want something to drink, so they'll recommend me something to drink. But ガソリンスタンドの場合はさ、もう全然違う広告が出るから。
確かに。
ちょっとキモい。
What if they shouldn't they just scan your car instead and recommend Hayoka か普通。Doesn't that?
まあなんかそういう関係ある方がまだ気持ち悪さは減るよねやっぱり。それが目的で来てるからさ。
They don't help you buy what you're there to buy. They help you buy something else.
なんかそうだからガソリンスタンドに行ってレジに行ったらなんか。出会いいりませんかみたいな出会い系の広告とかさ。
Is that what they direct?
I don't know,
you?
But Facebook does that to me.、いつも出会い系のやつ出ない Facebook
Google too, yeah.
Yeah, 何あれなんかでも嫌だ私は。関係ない広告出た方がまだマシなんだけど。
So what are the 自販機 doing? The vending machines doing?
When That's just like a nice to have.Thing, you know?
But what is it actually doing? It has a camera.
Yeah.
And can it tell your height, your weight, can it see your face? Does it know if you're male or female? Does it know?
It's probably gender and age. It's probably the same thing, Johnny.
How does it tell your age?
なんかあのだってタスポとかもそうじゃん。20歳以上かどうかわかるみたいな。From your wrinkles and like, I don't know, some facial features.このアムスクリーンのも同じだよ。
So, if I put on makeup and I go up to the vending machine, it might recommend something else?
I don't know. You should try.
The only thing I ever get recommended by the vending machines is green tea. It's always green tea.
なんでだろうね。
Every single time.
なんかカテキン必要そうに見えるんじゃん。
It makes me feel nice. So it's like, oh, maybe I don't look that gaijin after all.
Yeah, maybe.
That it recommends the green tea.
Hmm.
I don't know.
なんだろう。私やったことない、そのおすすめのやつは。
What? If you just walk up to it, it katteni does it.
Really?
In the train station, yeah.
Oh.あんまり自販機使わないからな。でもこのテスコのはねちょっと嫌だっていうか、私もそもそもテスコが好きじゃないんだよね。
Why? I don't know anything about Tesco.
Tesco is like もうめっちゃ安い、なんだろう、質が悪いスーパーって感じ。あの多分
テスコ、so it's like
Costco. No, no, no. Costco is like a wholesale. They have good qualityTesco is like もうなんかしなびてる野菜みたいな、もう腐ってるイチゴみたいな、でもめっちゃ安いの。安いんだけどクオリティがめちゃくちゃ低いの。
腐ってるイチゴ？
いや、もう腐りかけてるイチゴみたいな、もうなんか賞味期限切れかけの野菜みたいな。
買ってどうすんの？
仕方ないから食べるんじゃない？わかんないけど、あのイギリスってこうスーパーのランクがはっきりしてんのよ。なんか所得者向、なんていうの、これは低所得者向け、これは高所得者向けみたいな。 So like Waitrose とか行くともっといいけどちょっと高いみたいな、なんか。 So Tesco is like 本当になんか Who buys this shit みたいな感じ。
知らない。 I've never been to the UK so、
なんか多分住んでる人はあ分かるってなると思うんだけど。 So I don't knowI don't know. I don't like this この何 personalized ads thing.
I don't like their corny name for their stupid screen.
Optimize. 恥ずかしい。
Optimize.
Optimize. そのまますぎるよね。もうちょっと工夫してほしかったね、名前に。Okay, 次。
Not clever.
夫婦の長続きの秘訣は、奥さんが喧嘩の後にいかにすぐ落ち着いて頭を冷やせるかに大きく左右されることが分かりました。カリフォルニアバークレー大学が156組のカップルを1989年からずっとモニターして、結婚生活がうまくいくには奥さんがいかに喧嘩の後にすぐ落ち着けるかが重要ということを発見しました。でこの時夫がまだ怒っているかどうかは関係ないそうです。なので女性側がすぐに頭を冷やして建設的にコミュニケーションを取れる夫婦は短期的にも長期的にも幸せな傾向にあるそうです。
Having a happy marriage life depends on how quickly the wife can calm down after arguments. California's Berkeley University monitored 156 married couples since 1989. They interviewed them every 5 years to evaluate marriage happiness and found that the wife's emotional control is the key to success. The husband's emotional control didn't really seem to matter.Couples can be happier in the short and longer term if the wife can calm down and initiate constructive communication with the husband.
そうだから女性のこう精神年齢が高くて、さらにこうなんかずっと怒ってる人じゃない場合はいい夫婦になれるってことだね。
So if the husband is just this cranky, complainy, angry,
それでも関係ないんだよ多分。
関係ない。
だから女の人がすぐに忘れてもう喧嘩を、はいもう落ち着こうみたいな感じだったらうまくいくんだって。So it's up to the wife. It's up to women. まあでも大体女の人がなだめる感じの方がうまくいきそうだよね。
This idea of calming down and having emotional control.
Yeah.
Right.After an argument, it's not saying don't have arguments. It's saying to calm down right after. So I guess the message is don't date women who can't calm down after an argument.
まあそうね。だからあのたまにいるじゃん、なんかこう喧嘩したらもう何日も怒ってるみたいな。
Just like bitter.
いや何日も怒ってなんかもう次の日も次の日も、でなんか無視したりとか1週間とか、それはだから
でも多くない？
ええー、 何一週間も無視するとか
一週間長いけど like three days
え
or like like you're not getting along the same way or something
まあ喧嘩の原因にもよるなんか浮気とかだとささすがにまあねそんなすぐ落ち着けないけど普通の喧嘩だったら
wait, wait, wait. So yeah you I guess you only have your own experience
yeah 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 what well I'm a girl だから
what kind of do you lose your shit and then you're angry for days or you calm down pretty fast
I would lose my shit I'll like go crazy
do you throw stuff
for like no
do you throw kumachan
投げないよ怒ってでも結構すぐ忘れるかも、
hmm. How long does it take? An hour? Three hours? A day?
いやえ本当にすごい怒るな多分もう15分とかで終わる
Completely?
まあ it depends on the cause
How long till you're back at 普通のマミIf you like get rid of this stuff,
1時間半ぐらいかな
Really?
うん。結構すぐ考えないようにしようって思うから。
What do you do in the meantime?
え、なんかアイス食べたりとか。なんかだからちょっと忘れることをするじゃん。チョコ食べたり、アイス食べたり。
That's so easy. That's so easy.
I would like watch cat videos or something like that on YouTube.
As soon as you get upset, you just watch cat videos and eat ice cream and everything's okay.
Yeah, basically.
すごいね。
え、だってマミがそんな長い間怒ってんの見たことある？なんか、え、まだそれ怒ってんの？みたいな。
ないね。
でしょ？
Maybe like a few hours.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't have any ice cream.
いやでも今全然喧嘩しないよマイケルとだけだよ喧嘩するの
あそう
でもそうねでもマイケルもその長く怒んないもんね
I,
that's not true but not days
it depends it depends、
days.
if I'm if I address it、
うん、
if I talk about it なるけど sometimes I don't bring stuff up
yeah
which is a mistake
yeah
and I'll just be like I'll just be lying in bed like
だからそれがやっぱできない私みたいなおしゃべりな人は結構落ち着くのも早いんじゃないだから我慢しちゃうとやっぱ長続きするけど、バーって言っちゃうからもうあちょっともうすっきりした
And I can't do the cat video ice cream thing
まあ、まあ、you're a guy
The thing is like I always have to run
Okay
When I'm upset
Okay
But my ankle's fucked up right now so I can't run and so it's like more frustrating
そうだね
that's why like I いきなり like signed up for a gym for just 2 weeks just because I was upset
okay
because、huh. they only had a 2 week plan I just wanted、oh. to use their sandbag for like one day
so なんだそれ?
I was like so upset I went straight to the gym
okay
I was like I'm trying to use your sandbag and they're like okay well you have to sign up for 2 weeks
And you did it.
I was like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. まあ、まあでも長続きさせない方がいいよね。やっぱりお互いのためにね。まあ、友達もそうだし、カップルもそうだし、結婚してる人もそうだけど。It's just not worth it. Right? そんなずっと怒るっていうのは。
I definitely put a lot more effort into not getting upset in the first place.
それは無理だよ。
Why?
I don't know. That's harder than dropping it quickly. じゃない?
It's weird. It's really all about your state of mind. Like, the same thing that could piss you off one day wouldn't bother you at all another day. Like, it's just perspective and, like, kind of where you are in your head.
そうね。特に女子はね、ホルモンがいろいろあるからね。PMS とかだともう、ちょっとしたことでも、yeah. you can go crazy. Like, I'm gonna kill you!みたいな、
怖い
そう
Women's hormones 怖い
はい
Unpredictability
まあそうねそうねはいカナダで遭難した男性が一緒にいた自分の犬を食べて生還しましたマルコ・ラボアさん44歳は7月にペットのジャーマンシェパードを連れて2ヶ月間のカヌーハイキングに出かけましたキャンプの最中にクマに襲われて犬が追い払ってくれたもののテント、食料、カヌー全てなくなってしまいます、 その時点で人里から500キロ以上も離れていたため、3ヶ月間さまよう羽目になってしまいました。で、さまよい始めて数日後、あまりの空腹に自分の犬を岩で殴り殺して食べることになってしまいます。レスキュー隊が10月に発見した時には体重は40キロも落ちていて、今も治療中です。
44-year-old Marco Lavoie、
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Left for a 2-month canoe and hiking trip in northeastern Quebec, Canada along the Nottoway River, 500 kilometers from civilization. He also took his pet German Shepherd. While he was camping out, he was attacked by a bear.And then his dog scared the bear away, but not before the bear destroyed his canoe and ate all of his food. Then Marco survived in the wilderness, walking along the river looking for food. He eventually made the difficult decision to hit his dog in the head with a rock and eat his dog. His family filed a missing persons report, because his trip was scheduled for 2 months. And I guess at the 2 months point, when he didn't come back, they filed that report.
Yep.
A rescue team found him.After he had been in the wilderness for 3 months. He suffered from hypothermia, dehydration, and had lost 40 kilograms by the time the team found him.
そう、その2ヶ月出かけてくるねって言ってしまったために、捜索されるのがすごく遅くなっちゃった。結構危ないよね。この一人でさ、出かける人いるじゃん、結構。
Yeah.
このアドベンチャーに、なんか、What was that movie with James Franco? 127 Hours か、
yeah.
あれもそうじゃん、一人で出かけて行って、なんかみんなもう
He didn't tell anyone where he was going.
そうそうそう、そうそう、だからもう何かあったら終わり、怖いね。
Yeah, he was his arm got smashed by a boulder.
Yeah.
In
見た映画。
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. A lot of people、yeah. didn't like it, but...
What? なんで?
A lot of people didn't like it.
なんで?
They said it was boring.
What?
It was long.
What? どこが boring? あれ boring ってやばくない? あれめっちゃ怖いじゃん。
Yeah. It's a... But this story with the dog... this guy has been getting... People have really been hating on this guy because he made the decision to eat his dog.
いや、オンラインで見ると結構意見が分かれてるね。そのまあ本当に生きるか死ぬかだから仕方ないねっていう人と、自分で勝手に連れて行って勝手に食べるなんてひどいみたいな。
What do you think?
もう私はしょうがないと思うよ。
Could you do it though?
No.
You couldn't do it.
No, 無理。
So you'd just die with the dog.
うん。なんかだったら一緒に死ぬ方が私はできると思うけど。でもまあできる、食べれるんだったら食べれる人は食べればみたいな。I mean like、まあ、仕方ないじゃん。
It seems like the dog must have been I mean the dog was gonna die. If the dog wasn't out there hunting on its own, and it wouldn't because it's domesticated.
Yeah.
The dog would probably die.
Yeah. なんかでも悲しい、
as soon as you would.
悲しいのはさ、その一回飼われちゃった犬、飼い犬っていうのはお腹が空いても人間をいきなり襲わないじゃん、
うん、
逆しかありえないじゃん。人間が飼い犬食べるのはあるけど、こういう風に
Actually, dogs have eaten their owners before it happens.
Really?
Yeah,
I
in
heard,
Indonesia
I heard it's really rare that
In Indonesia, this man didn't feed his dog for like 8 days or something.
He came, あ、まあそれはでも
He came home and immediately his dogs ate him.
あ、それはでも怒ってたからじゃないの。
They found his skeleton in the kitchen or something.
それは怒ってたからでしょ。 No, like in this kind of like 遭難的な
Yeah, the dog knows that it's not his fault.
うん、そう。だからなんだろう、切ないよね。犬はだって I mean, だって for a dog to like try to kill a human and eat it, it's like it's nothing. They have their teeth and they're much stronger than us.でも they choose not to do it, but we have the choice, and it's kind of
yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, ちょっと寂しいよね。まあ、
dogs
でも仕方ない。
Dogs are way too nice.
そう、いつも思うよ。でも犬も猫も、
nice.
犬も猫もだって絶対に人間より強いのに、 やらないじゃん。痛めつけようとかしないし、逆に人間が犬と猫を痛めつける話はしょっちゅう聞くけど、うん、なんか優しすぎだよね、yeah. 犬も猫も。
Dogs are better people than people are in general, I think.
Yeah, yeah. そうだね、犬優しいもんね。まあこの間なんかちっちゃい女の子が犬に殺されたニュースあったけど、
I don't know.
Would you eat it? Would you eat your dog?
I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it, but I don't blame him for doing it.
そうね。ていうか誰も責められないでしょ。もうこれ仕方ないよ。
I almost kind of respect him for having the willpower.
Yeah.
To make that kind of a decision.
しかもGerman Shepherdとか結構大きいしさ、なんかもう he'll be like looking at you.When you're like holding the rock, もう無理。無理無理無理無理無理。絶対無理。
It's like that scene in...
すごいね。
What's that Will Smith movie?
Oh.
It has like the saddest dog scene
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I almost cried.
Zombie のやつ。
そうそうそう。なんだっけね。タイトル忘れちゃったけど。
Shit.
なんか変なあれだよね。一人で生き残っちゃうやつだよね。
Yeah, it was a remake of an old movie actually.
Yeah.Wasn't that a German Shepherd too?
God damn it, what's the name of that movie?
Yeah, 絶対無理だな。
Will Smith, I'm going to look this up right now.
パトラッシュみたいな感じで一緒に仲良く死ぬ方がいい。
I am legend.
Oh yeah, I am legend. Yeah. そうだそうだ。 Yeah, 無理無理。
I am legend is like a movie about a dog. Disguised as a zombie movie.
確かに。
It's a good fucking movie though.
Yeah, 確かに。無理だね、食べれない。しかもこれ生肉を食べたのかな。だよね。
I don't know. But the bear, I'm surprised the dog was able to scare that bear off.
Yeah.
But German Shepherds are pretty much wolves.
Yeah.
Pretty close to wolf. It's like right there.
He could have just lied to people though, right?
About what?
About eating his own dog.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. I mean, 今だってこんな言われてるからさ。He could have just lied about it. Right?
Oh, he could have. Like, you're not saying that he did.
No, no, no. He could have.
As an option.
Yeah,
he could
have
said that he didn't.
Or like the bear killed the dog or anything, right?
Yeah, he didn't have to tell the truth.
でしょ?
Yeah.
でもそこは偉いよね。
Yeah, bears are so scary.
Yeah.Yeah, やばいよね。
Bears are so huge too.
Yeah.
Like, if you tried to fight a bear, you, even if it just stood there and let you punch it and kick it, in the eyes, you wouldn't do any damage.
Yeah.
しかも、bears don't kill you right away. They just start eating.
Ouch.
Because they don't have, like, cats have the instinct to break your neck.
Yeah.
So if a lion kills you, it just breaks your neck, and then you're dead, and then it eats you. But bears don't have that. They just grab you and they just start eating.
いじめ、やだ。
I actually learned this from Tekken. I learned that from Tekken, but then I looked it up online and it's true.
なんだそれ。
It's true.
確かに鉄拳ででも熊のキャラいたよね。Bear hug できるんだよね。
Yeah, he grabs you and he eats your face.
Yeah.
So I saw that and I was like, oh shit, is that real? So I googled it and bears actually do that.
懐かしいね。鉄拳、okay.
Brazil has a new disturbing mascot for testicular cancer. The mascot is a giant hairy pair of balls known as Mr. Balls or Senhor Testiculo.In Portuguese.
Wow.
You should be saying this part. I don't speak any of that stuff. He has two teeth, curly hair, and big round eyes. The mascot has received a lot of attention, and kids have enjoyed taking pictures with Senhor Testiculo. And it seems to have effectively drawn attention to the issue of testicular cancer. And so it's actually been a highly effective mascot.
Is it Mr. Testicle?
Mr. Balls.
Oh, Mr. Balls?
Well, you could say Mr. Testicle too, but I think they're saying Mr. Balls.
ブラジルで精巣がんのアウェアネスのために作られたマスコットがキモすぎると話題になっています。彼の名前はセニョル・テスティクロ。 Mr. Testicle or Mr. Balls.
What about in Japanese? Kintama-san?
そうだね。 そうだね。 Kintama-san かな?
Kintama-sama.
Mr. Kintama. Mr. Kintama とかそんな感じ。
Sounds like
あのね、 写真 Facebook に載せるけど まあキモい。 こんなキモいキャラ見たことない。 本当にもう もうBallsの しかもなんかさ汚いよね。 汚っぽくない?
It's just curly hair.
だからヘアがいらないんだよ。
いるよ。なんかもっと可愛くしてよ。 What? So the mascot for testicular cancer should be a shaved pair of balls?
Yeah. だってそんな現実に忠実にしなくていいじゃん。
See, mommy is revealing all sorts of things about her preferences in men.
Come on. いやだってもう目とかついてる時点でさ、もう現実目がないんだから別にそこはいいじゃん。もうこれみんなに見てほしい。本当にキモい。こんなキモいキャラ見たことない。でもこれアウェアネスのためにやってることだから、目的としては、目的を達成するためとしては、まあいいといえばいいんだよね。ここでうちらも話してるぐらいだから、アウェアネスっていう意味では、まあワークしている。ただキモい。
It's an interesting strategy because usually they try to make the mascot as cute as possible, especially in Japan. It's like, oh, kawaii.
Have you seen the super kawaii ones here.
Like when they're doing construction, you know the little water drop guy with the eyes?
Yeah, but we're doing the same thing though. We're doing a similar thing actually.
Ugly mascot?
Yeah, そうだよ. そうそうそう. やっぱ最近こう炎上マーケティングとか 結構流行ってるじゃん。
What's an ugly Japanese mascot?
あのセント君とかさ、 なんかキモかわいいみたい。 奈良県のマスコット。
セント君。
知らないの?セント君。
知らない。
なんかあの、 あのね、キモい。 キモかわをちょっと狙ったみたいな。 だからその最近のこのなんかゆるキャラとかさ。
But this one isn't キモかわいい。 It's just キモい。
あ、そうね。そうね。 まあでもほら日本もだからちょっと同じような、 目的だからキモいからちょっと話題になるみたいな。普通に可愛いだけだとやっぱりね、すぐ忘れられちゃうしニュースにもならないから。まあだからこのね、セニョルテスティクロ、まあいい。でもね、子供がね、そう、あのピースして一緒に写真とか撮ってるわけよね。それがちょっとね、これはいいのかなみたいな。
Yeah, when I saw the kids posing next to it, I was kind of like, wow. So peace してる場合かみたいな。ちなみに清掃岩って
do you know are you familiar with testicular cancer? Like checkup とかどうなって?
Not personally.
Yeah, but I mean, do you know if you can do like checkups or?
Yeah, they say check your balls.
Okay.
That's.
But what's the なんか見てわかるってこと? Like breast cancer だったら触ったらちょっとわかるじゃん。
You have to触る.
Okay.
You have to like I think you're supposed to just
feel
your balls for a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah, and if there's anything that seems irregular then you okay. just Yeah, I haven't felt my balls in a while.
男性の皆さん
touch your balls.
Yeah, touch your balls and make sure that everything is okay. Hi.
Health checks like that are really important.
そうね。そう。だからやっぱ自分の体ね、ちゃんとチェックして定期的になんか変なことないかな。あと皮膚がんとかもね、そうだしね。だからこうちゃんと鏡とか見て触ってみてっていうのは大事だね。And
it's not these things don't just pop up in like older people. People in their early 20s get this. It's pretty common.
あとあれだよね、あのマスターベイするの我慢したりとかするとなりやすいっていうね。
So.
うん、そうそうそう。
Why?
Because it's unnatural for you to not let it out for such a long time.
Oh, is this sort of blue balls じゃないの?
Blue balls じゃない。 No. You just don't touch yourself for like a month とか. Some people do it.
Is it bad for you?
Yeah.
And increases the risk of testicular cancer?
Yeah.
What about prostate cancer?
わかんない。 I'm not an expert in that area because I'm a girl. But so だからまあ unnatural なことはね、何事も良くないっていう。
怖いね。
ね、男性の皆さん気をつけよう。
All of a sudden one of your balls gets cancer.
Yeah.
急に。 That happened to Lance Armstrong. Lance Armstrong had testicular cancer and was riding his bike around with only one ball.
Okay. That's scary. That must be really scary for guys.
At least we have two.
Yeah, yeah. Silver linings.
次。National Geographic has created a series of maps showing what continents would look like if the Earth's ice melted. National Geographic explains that if we burn all the Earth's supply of coal, oil, and gas, adding some 5 trillion more tons of carbon to the atmosphere, we'll create a very hot planet with an average temperature of perhaps 26.6 degrees Celsius instead of the current 14.4 degrees Celsius. Large swaths of it might become too hot for humans. This would make the Earth ice-free for the first time in 34 million years. The Earth contains around 5 million cubic miles of ice, and 80% of this is in the East Antarctic ice sheet alone. Since 1992, National Geographic reports the sheet loses around 65 million metric tons each year. That's a lot of ice.
Yep.
If they melted, it could cause the sea levels to rise globally by 216 feet. What is that in meters?
I don't know.
Divided by 3. It's like 80 or something.
Yeah.
70. In the maps, Florida is gone. China and Bangladesh are largely flooded. Tohoku and Chiba are flooded. Tokyo is partially flooded. It's not a good look.
ナショナルジオグラフィックが地球の氷河がすべて溶けた場合を想定して地図を作成しました。ガスやオイルなど地球の資源をすべて燃やした場合、平均気温が現在の 14.4 度から 26.6 度に上昇します。その場合、地球の大部分は人間にとって暑すぎて住めなくなります。氷が全部溶けちゃうと地球にとっては3400万年ぶりの出来事。地球上の氷河の 80% は南極の東部の氷河で成り立っています。1992年から毎年450億キロの氷が溶けてなくなっています。これが全部なくなると海抜が216フィート、まあだから70メートル、72メートル上がるということで、そうすると、なんだっけ、what did you say?
Oh, in the maps?
Yeah.
Well, Florida would be gone. China and Bangladesh are flooded. Millions of people would be dead.
Right.
It's something like 700 million. Mm-hmm. What did it say? I think it was like 700 million.
日本も
やばいよ。 Anywhere below 72 meters.
沈んじゃうもんね。
Yeah.
だからもうベニスとかさ、モルディブスとかもう完全に。
Well, this is already happening in some parts of the world. It's just not really happening to any of the major cities. So they're not really that concerned about it. Although I think they're having some trouble in Northern Europe, aren't they? In like Scandinavia.
Really?
Or maybe in the Netherlands or something. There's like some really low area up there.
Okay.
That is making a lot of...
Maldives も一回ニュースでやったもんね、うちら。
Yeah.
もう沈んじゃうから、水の中でも大丈夫なホテルを作りますみたいな。まあそういう問題じゃないような気もするんだけど。まあ、一応それに対応していかないといけない地域がもうすでにあるっていうこと。
This is really turning into a serious and legitimate issue.
Yeah.
That's no longer being contested by anyone in the scientific community anymore. It's pretty much fact. A lot of the poles have lost a lot of their ice since like 1970. I saw a picture. It's like a fourth of it is gone.
怖いよね。結構なスピードだからね。
Yeah. And it has a lot of momentum too.
Yeah.
And I think it all has to do with the carbon cycle. So the Earth is capable of taking in X amount of carbon in one cycle. As soon as you exceed that, then any excess carbon accumulates each cycle. Right?
Yep.
So it piles up.
3400万年もずっと氷があったのに、 We're just changing that.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
For money too.
Yeah.
Because if we all decided, the thing is like there's a bunch of different countries, none of them really regulate each other. You can only regulate yourself. And if you're the first one to regulate yourself, Well, then the other countries have an advantage because they don't have to spend that much money on environmental
controls.
Yeah,
so
there really needs to be another Kyoto protocol type thing that's infinitely more strict, and everyone just needs to pay for it at once.
その利権がとか言ってる場合じゃないからね、もう住めなくなっちゃったらさ、もうそういうお金の問題じゃない。
We also did the story with the air pollution and how it contributes to deaths, like actual deaths.
だってあの先日中国、
It was like hundreds of thousands of deaths.
先日中国で4歳だか8歳だかの女の子が肺がんになった。で、その中国国内では最年少、ちょっと4歳か8歳かどっちか忘れちゃったんだけど。どっちにしろすごい、もうだから結局その本当に大気汚染が実際にそういう風にケースになって出てきちゃってるわけだからね。
It's kind of weird because each generation kind of, I don't know, the problem's so, it's such a long-term problem, it's such a problem, the nature of the problem is that it's not contained within a single generation, so it's likeOh, we should deal with it, even though it's not really going to impact us that much.
そうだね。
It's going to impact our children's children.
Yeah.
You know, so then there's a lot of selfish people that are just kind of like, fuck it, I'm trying to cash in now, and I'm dead in 30 years.
まあ、どっちにしろ sooner or later、このまま待ってれば、いつのジェネレーションかは実際に本当にこれをディールしないといけなくなるわけだから。その時どうなるかだね。
It's weird when you have a bunch of people that are only going to be around for like 15 more years making all the decisions.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of weird?
だからもう仕方ないよね。だって本当に irrelevant. But it is true that for them it's irrelevant. だって一回ね、私あのイギリスであの会社のねパーティーにいる時に酔っ払ったおじさんがそのアーギュメントをし始めて。He was basically telling me that I'm young, so I'm responsible to take some actions towards, like, environment. He was like, you're young. You're in the young generation, so you have to do something about it for my kids who are, like, 2 and 4. I was like, well, I mean, you guys contributed to the pollution a lot, too. So why is it just us?
Yeah, I'm still a kid.
Yeah.It's like, why is it just us? え、自分もじゃんみたいな。だから、そういうふうに考えてる、まあ、人たちがいっぱいいるとしたら、それはもう危ないよね。
It's weird. Everything was already... Everything was fucked up when we got here.
そうなの。
But it was like that for them too.
そうなの。だからまあ、みんなね、そうなんだけど。
You just kind of wake up in the middle of this thing, and everything's already been... Everything's been happening already before I got here. I just showed up...
そうなんだけど、さっきマイケルが言ったみたいに、やっぱりその20代30代が政治のディシジョンしてるわけじゃないじゃない。だからね、ま、もう一番イレレベントな人たちが決めてるから。
それは、I mean, they're not all making bad decisions, but you know, if you don't have children and you're 60 years old and you really want a yacht, you're not caring about what the air is going to be like
And also, やっぱその sense of urgency 全然違うじゃんね。Right? It's kind of like, まあ自分はまあいいからいいかみたいな。And it's しょうがない too. It's human nature, I think. That's what makes this whole thing complicated.
What a mess. Like,
yeah.
What a mess. I hope we can fix it. I'm optimistic though. Someone's gonna...I don't know.
But I'm neutral.
But then they're like, oh, we need to dig up all the methane hydrate. And it's like,
I'm
really?
I'm neutral. I feel like, なんかもうこれでダメだったらもうダメなんだよ。って思う。
How long, like, we're just supposed how long do you give this whole thing?
わかんないけど、なんかこのままどんどん進んでいって何もね変わらなかったら、I mean, our life, like how humans choose to live, 変えないで、もう地球がじゃあ熱くなっちゃって住めませんってなったら、よくだからみんな環境問題の時に地球のためにとか地球に優しくとか言うけど、地球のためじゃないじゃん、人間のためじゃん、 right? We want the earth to be okay for us、でしょ。だから地球のためにっていう言い方をまずやめた方がいいよね。そうすると結構人ごとになっちゃうじゃん。I don't give a fuck about earth みたいになっちゃう。
We gotta do it for the dolphins.
We have to start saying that うちらのために you know 人間のためになんか地球に優しくとか I hate that when people say it. It doesn't make any sense. Earth probably doesn't give a fuck about what's going on. I'm sure.
How dare you speak that way about Gaia?
Because, I mean, the Earth will stay here with us or without us. And I don't think the Earth would care.
Well, who knows? Maybe we spend a bunch of money and we make the air better and then we just get hit by a meteor. Like,
yeah. So だね。確かに。
Ligament.
Yep.
New ligament. Two knee surgeons at University Hospitals Leuven have discovered a previously unknown ligament in the human knee. This ligament appears to play an important role in patients with anterior cruciate ligament tears, which is the ACL. The new ligament is called the ALL ligament, and it's present in 97% of all humans. Some ACL repaired knees experience a pivot shift where the knee gives way during strenuous activity. Dr. Stephen Claes and Dr. Johan Bellemans have been trying to determine why. They came across an 1879 article by a French surgeon postulating the existence of this additional ligament. It turns out that this French surgeon was right, and the doctors discovered the ligament after a broad macroscopic cadaver study.
University Hospitals Leuven の発表で人間の膝に今まで知られていなかった靭帯が存在することが分かりました。前十字靭帯断裂の患者が手術後に膝の動きに支障が出ることが稀にあって、それが長年原因不明だったんですけど、この新しく見つかった ALL 靭帯の損傷によるものだったということが分かりました。で、この ALL 靭帯は 97% の人が持っているということです。で、そんなことあるんだね。こう今さらさあ、ここにも靭帯あったわみたいな。
Yeah, that's really surprising.
ね、もう2013年だけど
遅い
ね、今まで。
しかも this French dude in the 1800s figured it out.
ね、どういう、なんかこんなこともあるんだね。
Yeah, it's really weird.
宇宙とか言ってる場合じゃないじゃん。
It's 1879, so that's like 100 and what, 140 years ago?
Yeah,
that's a long,
その人すごいね。
That's a long time. 130 years ago?
Yeah.
でもさ、all over the place with my math right now.
開けて見れるものじゃないの？ 人体 is visible, right? You can see it with your eyes.
Oh, ALL, by the way, is anterolateral ligament.
Okay.97% の人にあるっていうことは、まあまあ結構みんなあるよね。
Yeah, it's weird how we're not all the same. Some of us don't have that ligament.
どこ行っちゃったの？
Well, there's like weird, I think people have like extra ligaments, and I think we covered something like this before, where some percentage of the population has something. It's like double jointed or...
あれも親知らずとかもだよね。
I don't know, is it like double jointed? What's double jointed? What does that even mean?
I don't even know.
I think it just means extra mobility. There's not actually an additional joint.
Wisdom tooth. もうある人とない人といるじゃん。
There's people without wisdom teeth?
Yeah, 私は下は2本生えてきて抜いたんだけど、上は元からないの。
Really?
なんかやっぱこう進化してるんじゃない？
宇宙人じゃん。
No, my mom doesn't have...Oh, I think she did actually, but
wait,
I know
you
some people
have less teeth than normal people.
So, だからラッキーなの。抜かないでいいから。
Wisdom teeth are really weird that these teeth just show up in your mouth.
そう、しかもいらないじゃん。そう、しかもいらないじゃん。
What the fuck is that?
わかんない。
It's like a shark.
Yeah, これ何の目的だったんだろうね。もともとなんでこんな遅く生えてくるの？
Well, we didn't have toothbrushes and fluoride and all that stuff, so we probably like our teeth were just falling out all the time.
Maybe it makes sense. それで奥だけ生えるの?
Just have
a couple
backup teeth just show up partway through.
What? 絶対おかしいよ、それ。
Your body's like, oh, you're like 20 years old and you're still alive. Here's some more teeth. Congratulations.
絶対おかしいよ、それ。全部の歯がまた生えてくるんだったらわかるけど、この奥だけずっとさ、 They're just sitting here, well, and then one day they'll decide to, like, come out.
No, they all do, right? Because you have the baby teeth first, and they all fall out.
Yeah, when you're, like, a baby, right? And you get the new set, but that's,
isn't
Isho Monojang.
Isn't that weird, too?
Mm.
If you think about it.
Well...
That we have a whole culture of actually ripping your own teeth out. You know, they say tie a string to your tooth and tie it to, like, a doorknob or eat an apple and all this. It's like a big deal. This weird...
海外の方が結構なんかそうやって自分で取るよね。
Tooth fairy.
Ah, so 日本はないもんねそれ。
I remember pulling out my teeth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But, and it wasn't scary at all when I was a kid, but if my tooth, like, came out right now, I'd be like, oh, my God.
God,
I'd freak the fuck out. But as a kid, I was eating a carrot and it, like, got stuck in the carrot. And it just came out and I was just like, oh. I was like, yes, finally it came out.
Tooth fairy, ちょっと意味がわかんない。なんでお金もらえんの? That doesn't make any sense.
If you put the tooth under the pillow?
Yeah, 意味がわかんないよ。日本はないじゃん、普通に。
Why do you have to put it under the pillow?
しかも, why do you get money? It's not like you did something good or anything. It just happens to everybody.
That's I wonder what the origin is.
That's weird.
And it's so widespread.
Yeah.
That culture.
Katie Holmes とガイ・ピースのホラー映画で excuse me.
ホラー怖い。
Tooth Fairy の怖い映画あったよ。Tooth Fairy がテーマの怖い映画。
That sounds so shitty.
It was really shitty. でもそう、Tooth Fairy ね、ちょっと特殊な。
I could have warned him. I'd be like, don't make that movie.
Yeah, it was crazy. っていうわけです。以上かな、お話は。
うん。
いつもね、Facebook で質問してるんだよね、みんなに。
Yeah, yeah.
で、それ結構みんな答えてくれて面白いから。
I always read those.
そう、二人ともね、いつもちゃんと全部読んでるんだけど、やっぱ一個一個にはね、ちょっとお返事できないから。この間もね。
The right-handed guy using his left hand.
あ、そう、この間の質問は、脳みその老化を防ぐためにやってることありますか?みたいなんだったんだけど、結構みんな、筆ペンで、あと写経とかね。あとはその車の前 の, ナンバープレートの数字を足すとか、
mm.
でちょっと頭の回転それ結構やってる人見るね、
mm. I try to read the kanji on all the license plates but I realized they're like super useless その読み方
ああまあね
使えないよね
まあ普段はねあと右利きなのでなるべく左手を使うようにしていますっていう人もいた
Yeah, I was doing that. I was doing that yesterday. I started putting my drink on the left side.
Yeah.
So I'm drinking the water with my left hand. Oh. And actually controlling a drink is actually kind of an involved task.
Because
you're not trying to spill it.
Ah, まあね。
Right?
確かに。
And if the ice like jumps, then you have to like go back. 急に。
Yeah.
Right? So... I mean, it doesn't seem like much, but just drinking stuff on the left-hand side,
yeah,
I think is good for your brain.
かな。適当。またそうやって。
適当だけど。
そうね。でも面白いね。ちょっとあんまり考えたこと。左手全然私使わないもん。何にもできない。だからギターぐらいだよね。左手を一番使うとしたら。
うん。
あれはだって逆だもんね。
Yeah, and 意外と。It gets pretty coordinated.
うん。ね。
動いてくれる。
でも逆に左でストラミングできないかも、だから。
Yeah.
そっちの方が難しいのかな。
Throwing left-handed is a good way to look ridiculous. if you're right-handed. Because when I throw right-handed, I've got pretty good
awesome.
form with the throw.
Okay.
I pitched in like elementary school. no, I was pitching just in PE and stuff. And I used to do the long throw in track and field.
okay.
Where you just throw the ball as far as you can.
Mm.
So you kind of get used to it, and then you have a really good throw, especially like throwing an American football.
Yeah.
It's very precise movement.
Yeah.
And you try to transfer the same thing to the left side.
Mm.
But the shoulder's so complicated, and there's so many things going on. It's yeah. very hard
まあ、
to do.
しかもあと投げるってなるとさ、こう足の出し方とかさ、体のひねり方とか、you know,
yeah.
なんか手だけじゃないもんね。
Yeah, a lot of the power is coming from like your yeah. toes.
Yeah.
Like it's very...
そうね。
You know, that's why you see like there's like huge dudes that work out all the time
yeah.
and they can't punch.
Oh yeah.
They punch
yeah.
you and it's like weak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not that they're weak.
Mm.
It's just that
筋肉は違うもんね。
Their technique is bad.
Yeah.
So you think, oh, more muscle, he must hit harder. Well, not really.
Mm.
The technique is way more important.
それ結構ダサいよね。
I used to train
すごいマッチョなのに弱いって。
I used to kickbox in university. And there was this little Japanese guy.
Mm.
He had the hardest kicks of anybody. But he weighed like... He probably weighed like 50 kilos or something.
Okay, 結構ちっちゃいね。
Like 55 or something.
Mm.
And I'm like 30 kilos more than him.
Mm.
But he kicks harder, for
right,
sure.
Because
right. his technique was perfect.
Mm.
Like your arms would just get fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so learning new techniques... I think it's pretty good for your brain.
So
that's why I learned nunchucks, Jung.
Yeah.
So I always try to find something
new. Oh, you
new.
And your nunchuck. You weirdo.
Well, learning nunchucks, I
まあ
think it's good for your brain.
まあでも何事もね、なんかこう新しいあの言語もそうだし。
It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's nunchucks or painting or whatever.
だから結構あの英語とか日本語をだから勉強しようとしてこのバイリンガルニュース一生懸命聞いてたら結構脳みそ使ってんじゃないかと思うんだけど、
うん、
じゃない
Yeah
Yeah
But I think physical involvement is important too
Yeah
You need to be doing everything
そうだね結構めんどくさいね
30 minutes of N64
Yeah
per day.
あのねちょっと引きそうなのであの Facebook でねいつも質問しているのであのちょっとみんな答えてみてくださいあと Twitter Facebook 引き続きコメントをお待ちしてますあとね Instagram あのバイリンガルニュースでバイリンガルアンダーバーニュースで
Did you post it?
うんアカウント作ってあのねキツネ寿司 T シャツのキツネ寿司デザインの元となったお絵描きがあるんだけどマミが描いたそれの写真とかも載せてるので、
mm.
あの興味ある人は
It's interesting how that happened
そうねあの Facebook の写真はねいつもニュースの写真が載っててなので Instagram にはそれとちょっと違う感じの写真
くだらない写真
そううちらのちょっと裏側みたいな写真を載せていこうと思ってるのでよろしくお願いします以上かなあそう、mm. この間ねあの2人で昨日だっけ一昨日か二人であのスティーブ・ジョブズの映画見たんだよね。
Yeah.
It was better than I thought. It was much better than I thought.
The reviews were really.
うん。あの最初のシーンだけちょっとねいらないけどでもよかった意外と。
Sorry, Ashton Kutcher for doubting.
Yeah.
I was doubting him hard.
そうね私も Ashton Kutcher かよ。でも多分世界中の人は思ったと思うんだよね。
Yeah.
アストン・クッチャーなんか彼ちょっと喋り方とか独特だし声もさ you know 超アストン・クッチャーって感じだからいやーと思ったけど意外とねいけたね
He grows into the role through the movie
Yeah
It works
うんそうね
It works at about a third of the way through
Yeah
so, the first third you're like what's going on with this dude
ちょっとね最初のシーンがなければもっと早くなんかシンキングすると思うよ。
Aside from the movie itself, the story is so important.
そうだね、そう。もともとね、彼の人生が面白いから。
The story of Steve Jobs is really important.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I mean, he was an asshole,、
mm.
But his ideas,
they,、ね、
they weren't wrong, and he、
ね、
he showed that throughout his life.
Yeah.
And it's a really good story. It's、mm. really inspiring.
そうね It was really inspiring
I mean if you don't want to see the movie Read his Wikipedia or whatever
Yeah
But it's What a fascinating character
でっかいさあの電気を読むのめんどくさい人は映画見ればいいんじゃない、
mm.
That's what I did You know 、
mm.
あれ読むのちょっとめんどくさいじゃん So Yeah the movie was pretty good とりあえずそんな感じで、
うん、
今週は終わりですかね。
はい。
というわけで次は来週また月曜日かな。はい。終わり。バイ。
バイ。